slide 1. This unit is from the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign curricular component. In two parts, this unit covers the background necessary for graphically representing processes and uses flowcharts and basic flowchart symbols to provide an introduction to graphical process representation, also called process diagramming. A separate unit covers complete symbol sets and conventions for different types of process diagrams. Slide 2. In the previous slides, we introduced process diagrams and reasons for creating a visual representation of a process. We also covered basic terminology for process diagramming. In this section, we will use these tools to explore process diagramming concepts. A thorough understanding of these concepts will help the workflow analyst to 1. Choose the most appropriate diagram type, 2. Make decisions about what to include in process diagrams, and 3. Make decisions about the detail level at which to diagram the process. Slide 3. The most important thing to remember about process diagramming is that 1. A process diagram is a model, one representation of a process. 2. There are multiple, often many, valid representations from which to choose. And 3. All models are wrong. That is, a model is a representation of reality. As such, it can never encompass reality, only the part represented in the model. For example, a toy remote control car represents the shape and maybe color of the make and model after which it is fashioned. The toy also moves on wheels like the real car. However, there are many ways in which the toy is not an exact replica of the actual car. For one, it is smaller. Secondly, the toy uses AA batteries for power. Another valid representation of the actual car would be a photograph or a set of engineering drawings. A process diagram, like the toy car, picture, and engineering drawings, is only a model of the process that it represents. The analyst chooses the most appropriate diagram to represent the needed process aspects. Slide 4. To sell the watch at auction, the picture on the right may be the most appropriate. However, to show the inner mechanical parts, the picture on the left is probably best. Similarly, to look for potential explosive and other harmful objects, airport security uses X-rays to view the contents of luggage and packages rather than video images of the outside of the bags. Importantly, each perspective, inner workings, and outer appearance is a model of the actual item. Each represents different aspects of the item. Slide 5. In his book, Guide to Health Informatics, Enrico Colliera makes the distinction between models as abstractions of the real world versus models used as templates. For example, a photograph or painting is one model of a house. A set of drawings is a model of different aspects of the house and is also used for a different purpose, that is, as a blueprint for building the house. The blueprint model is used as a template from which more houses like the one it represents can be built. The abstraction, template distinction, is based on how the model will be used. Slide 6. Some process diagrams are used to visualize the sequence of tasks and to identify tasks that are inefficient. This is a process diagram used as an abstraction, that is, a representation of the process that shows the aspects that can help us identify unnecessary or wasteful steps. Other process maps are used as templates. For example, 1. As part of software development. Using increasing levels of detail and specificity, analysts work with users and developers to elicit and document requirements that can be used by computers to generate computer programs or software to meet the requirements. Or 2. As part of process redesign, process maps for changes or new processes can be used to guide the necessary workflow changes. In examples 1 and 2, the process maps document and model the requirements and serve as the holder of the knowledge. Process maps can be updated as needed. The knowledge resides in the model that everyone understands rather than in the computer code or in an individual's mind that few people understand. This unit provides methods to document and preserve process knowledge. Slide 7. A process is composed of tasks accomplished by both human and machine. From cognitive science, we know that humans can perform both physical and mental steps or tasks. Further, we know that today, machines can only perform physical tasks. That is, machines, even computers, cannot think like a human. However, today we commonly use computers for information processing tasks. While the computer performs the physical manipulations on the information, interpretation and thinking remain the role of the human. Thus, humans interact with computers both in physical workflow and in information flow. Further, we make machines perform human-like tasks by reducing human thought into a set of conditions that a machine can recognize and a set of instructions that a machine can carry out under the conditions. Process diagramming is complicated by the intertwined nature of humans and computers in information processing. One approach to dealing with this complexity is to use different representations of processes, some that concentrate on physical steps, others that concentrate on information flow, others that depict information content, and others that represent some aspect of thinking or decisions, sometimes called flow control, that is, how different paths in the process are chosen. Slide 8. Since the 1920s and maybe earlier, flowchart-like diagrams have been used as representations of processes. This is a vast oversimplification, though. The fact is that there are many different aspects of both work and information processes that we may be interested in. For example, the context in which the process operates, process steps or tasks, information flow, the information content needed for the process, how the information is altered through the process, the sequence and other control of steps or tasks, and the roles involved in the process. Slide 9. Visually depicting a process first and foremost involves identifying the purpose of the process diagrams, abstraction or template. That is, why are the diagrams needed? Then identifying the aspects of the process that we are interested in and choosing a diagram or set of diagrams that emphasizes those aspects of interest and de-emphasizes or completely eliminates from view the others. It is also important to determine the necessary detail level. Then third, pick an appropriate style and notation to use. Slide 10. In the previous slides, we established the foundation for using symbols to pictorially represent and communicate meaning. Additionally, we established the purpose and value of process maps and the use of process maps in developing clinical workflow models. Now we will look at the different diagramming methods for developing these pictorial representations of processes in the healthcare settings. Throughout the last century, different formalisms, each with its own diagram type and notations, have arisen. There is considerable overlap between the formalisms. Some have fallen by the wayside and others remain in use. Some have become international standards, while others exist in textbooks and articles. In this section, we present major formalisms in use today and the process aspects that the formalism covers. Slide 11. There are several methods and notations for diagramming or mapping the clinical workflow processes, including ISO 5807 information processing diagrams, the same symbols used for flowcharting, Jordan notation for data flow diagrams, Gain-Sarson notation for data flow diagrams, Unified Modeling Language, UML, that represents several different aspects of processes, and Entity Relationship, ER, diagrams that concentrate solely on information content. These methods differ in notation used, and most importantly, the aspects of processes and information flow that each is designed to cover. In this section, we will review the process aspects that each notation covers and show an example of each type of diagram. Slide 12. The process aspects to be featured will determine the type of diagram to be used, that is, the diagram that best represents the process aspects that you are interested in. The 7 important process aspects are context, process steps, information flow, information content, information transformation, sequence and other control, and who or what role performs the step. The table on the following slide indicates which process aspects are covered by the notations or diagramming methods. Note, the healthcare setting in which you work may have standardized on one particular notation method for their process representation. Further, healthcare facilities may have participated in quality improvement or software development efforts, in which case there may be existing process diagrams that may be of use to you. So while you may prefer a particular method and can select that method of use in this course, it is important to be aware of the major notations or methodologies and to understand the basic uses and notation of each. Slide 13. The remainder of this unit covers five notations that are commonly used to diagram processes: ISO 5807, Jordan, Gein-Sarson, UML, and ER diagrams. ISO 5807 can be used to represent process steps and their sequence and control, as well as information transformation and roles involved in the process. Jordan represents context, process steps, and information transformation. Gein-Sarson represents the latter two process aspects. Unified modeling language, developed a few decades after and heavily influenced by the earlier methods, was designed to represent all but the Jordan-style context diagram. The entity relationship diagram is designed to represent only information content. Material in a separate unit covers each of these five methodologies. However, it may be helpful to pause the slides now and thoroughly review this table. Slide 14. Eventually, you will need to contact a healthcare facility and set up an appointment to meet with a team to diagram the workflow process in that facility. After these instructions, pause the slides. Think through and list the steps required to contact the facility and set up the meeting. Using the basic flowchart symbols covered in Part 1 of this presentation, create a simple process flowchart. We suggest using MS Word or MS PowerPoint to create your diagram. To do this, from the View menu, select Toolbars. From the Toolbar list, select Drawing. Then select the Auto Shapes menu. Here you will find the auto shapes and connectors needed to draw your process flowchart. Demonstrations are available on the Microsoft website and may be listed with your course materials. Pause the slides and do the exercise now. Slide 15. In this course, there are recommended diagrams for facility workflow process and redesign. Slide 16. Not all of the process aspects noted earlier are critical for process analysis and redesign work covered here. For the healthcare workflow process analysis and redesign, we recommend the following: Jordan, data flow diagrams; ISO 5807 flowcharts; process steps, step sequence and other control diagrams, as well as roles performing the steps. Jordan data flow diagrams and ISO 5807 flowcharts are covered in Unit 10-3. We recommend that you review these two sections carefully. The primary slides that we have just reviewed provide the concepts and background for these diagrams and simple examples. In Unit 3, we provide more detailed instructions on how to create and use the diagrams. We also provide additional symbols that are needed to diagram more complex processes. Unit 10-3 covers the necessary diagrams and provides examples and practice for creating the Jordan data flow diagrams and ISO 5807 flowcharts. Examples of the other three related diagrams that the analyst is likely to encounter are also covered in Unit 3. The goal is to teach students how to read and understand these other diagrams rather than how to create them. Slide 17. The goal of workflow analysis and process redesign is to represent aspects of the process that help the analyst and healthcare facility staff identify areas where the process can be improved. The diagrams recommended here meet this need by concentrating on process steps, data flow, roles, and visualizing the whole. There are other process aspects that are not critical to this analysis and thus will not be considered. Other efforts where these methods have been used to successfully analyze and redesign healthcare processes include the Public Health Institute's Business Process Analysis and Redesign Program to improve the performance of the U.S. public health system. We strongly recommend that you review this reference. Slide 18. The Robert Woods Johnson Foundation provided a grant to the Public Health Informatics Institute to improve the performance of the U.S. public health system. As part of this effort, the Cabarrus Health Alliance, CBA, analyzed the process improvement through information technology introduction. This effort provides an excellent case study of using the methods described above to analyze and evaluate improvements in process and informatics for their public health department. Please review this website and the process diagrams included. Slide 19. After completion of this unit, you should be able to 1. Describe the value of process diagrams. 2. List the process steps from a healthcare scenario. 3. Describe basic flowchart symbols. 4. Working from a workflow process chart consisting of basic flowcharting symbols, you should be able to list the information generated or used in the process and the sequence of workflow steps. 5. Read a scenario and, using basic flowchart symbols, represent the process steps and their sequence. 6. Explain two ways process diagrams are used as models. 7. Distinguish the physical steps from information flow in a healthcare process involving an EHR. And 8. Choose an appropriate process diagram to model given aspects of a process. Slide 20. These references were used in the slides for this unit.